You call it a
shortcut.
Okay.
It's a freshwater fish.
Pretty good. They give you a little fight, won't they?
Yeah. I like to catch those. They give you four.
Okay. And these things, people talk about eating them on the half shell.
Oysters.
Okay. And another seafood that's famous around here.
Shrimp.
Yeah. Okay. What about plural of that? You'd say two
shrimps.
An animal that makes a croaking noise, stays around water.
Frog.
What about different types?
You have bullfrog. You have toad frogs.
Are you familiar with the tang? People say that sometimes they come out after rain.
Those are the ones, I guess, that we call bullfrogs or tree frogs.
Tree frogs. Okay. What about if you're going fishing for freshwater fish, what might you use for bait?
Use wrigglers or earthworms.
Those are different.
Yeah. That's a different species of worms.
Okay. And an animal that has a hard shell and can draw in its head and arm, I mean legs.
A little turtle.
Okay. Now what about if it's strictly, it stays in the water?
And if it stays in the water, it can be turtle in salt water. In salt water.
Do you have any special names for the ocean-going type?
Well, mostly it's sea turtles.
Sea turtles.
Yes.
Okay. What about ones that stay on land?
Well, they're usually called a terrapin, I guess. That's what they call them. And they've been known as a cooter.
Cooter. Have you ever heard gopher around here?
Yes, we're gopher, yes.
Okay. What about the word loggerhead?
Loggerhead turtle, yes.
Is that land?
That's usually a freshwater turtle.
Okay. And these things you find in freshwater streams, they look like little lobsters. They swim way backwards from you.
Crayfish.
Yeah, okay. All right, some insects. An insect that you see at night flying around lights, you know, poles outside, just spin around those bulbs.
We call those candle flies.
Okay. What about the insects that are eating holes in your clothes?
Moths.
Okay, just one would be a
moth.
Right. And an insect that you see at night blinks on and off?
Firefly.
Okay, any other name?
Lightning bug.
What about some insects around here that are bad about stinging you?
Ants, yes. Wasps.
Okay.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned wasps. What about the pull of that three or four?
Wasps.
Another insect that's bad about stinging you, this one will swarm on you from the ground.
Yeah. Bees.
Bees or
bumblebees?
Okay, yellow.
Yellow jackets.
And this insect stays around ponds and lakes, has a thin body and transparent wings. And, it'll like to light on your pole, you have to shake it.
Mosquito hawk, dragonfly.
All right. And a very common stinging insect. The sting's not so bad, but they're more of a nuisance, you know.
Mosquitoes.
Right. What about a little insect that's bad about burrowing into your skin, making it itch?
Tick.
Or
chicken?
Heard another name for that?
No.
Okay, a red bug?
Oh, yes.
You would call it a
red bug.
What about the different kinds of snakes that you find around here?
A black snake, you find a rat snake, you find moccasins, rattlesnakes.